Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Hey, what's up? It's Freitas. Here's your hot off the wire. So Nas, Mary J, and Prince helped celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Essence Festival. Prince stole the show, performing hits from his iconic album, Purple Rain, which turned 30 this year. Prince even paid homage to Michael Jackson with a rendition of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And now for the drama. Little Mo could not get into the VIP section because they cleared it for Prince, of course, and she made the mistake of Instagramming about it. Not surprisingly, Prince fans went in. Prince put a picture of himself up and asked fans to caption it. It didn't go well for Little Mo. Former Scandal star Columbus Short was arrested over the weekend in Dallas for public intoxication after an alleged altercation with a security guard about his unpaid dinner tab. Weezy could lose his label name thanks to a new lawsuit from YoungMoney.com. That company sold the name to Weezy's Young Money label in 2011 for $600,000, but Weezy's company still hasn't paid the $250,000 balance it owes and is blatantly blowing him off. That company's suing to get YoungMoney.com back. Apollo's trying to get a lighter prison sentence after pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud last month. His team wants the judge to lower the classification of his criminal history from Category 5 to Category 4, which would lower the maximum sentence he could get tomorrow. Kanye West did Drake a solid over the weekend in London. Drake got sick and was forced to cancel his performance, but Kanye did the show for him and played clips of Drake's trophies. We made it all me. Drizzy Instagrammed that he kept watching Kanye's homage over and over and over again. The Dream is celebrating the launch of his new label, Contra Paris. Meanwhile, congrats are in order for The Dream, who Instagrammed pictures of his new wife. Yep, he did that. Lastly, Rich Homie Quan was performing in Wisconsin when a fan tried to get on stage. Quan reportedly cursed at him and then slapped him in the head. No, it's actually happened. It's on tape. So far, nobody's filed a police complaint against him. I'm Al Freitas. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. You can get at me via Twitter @FreitasFlix or @RussParshow, #RPMS, top tweets. Bye.